Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches are free from guilt and shame. As a person with depression symptoms, I've dealt with this on a daily basis. I've dealt with feeling guilt and shame. I also felt different from other people because I couldn't do the things that they did, and I didn't feel the way other people do. I know that everyone needs to rest once in a while, but because of depression symptoms, I tend to be very tired all the time, so I don't necessarily do all the tasks that I need to do in a day. I found myself in a real painful place. The depression symptoms would make me tired, but instead of understanding what was going on and giving myself a break, I would just beat up myself and say I was lazy. So guilt and shame are a difficult part of my life. I have 3 insights for you. The first one is, discover the difference between guilt and shame. We'll begin with a quote from Dr. Brené Brown. Shame is a focus on self. Guilt is a focus on behavior. Shame is, I am bad. Guilt is, I did something bad. This quote from Dr. Brené Brown, it made me think, and it gave me a new understanding of what was going on in my life. The depression symptoms had me focusing on shame, basically saying I was bad. But the idea that guilt is about behavior could possibly free me up. Now, we all make mistakes. I want to look at a mistake and say, I don't want to do that mistake again. I don't have to make myself a bad person because of it. So when I felt I was lazy, it was a behavior, and I felt shame and guilt. But I could separate this. Because of my depression symptoms, I felt tired. That's a fact. The idea that I'm a bad person, that is not a fact. So I don't have to fall into shame. The second insight is, Wicca does not push shame. As a witch, I know that I don't push my feelings and opinions on other people about my religion. I notice that some spiritual paths take advantage that many people feel guilty. These spiritual paths say, of course you feel guilty, because you were created flawed. Some spiritual paths say, people were created inherently evil. Wicca doesn't have to say that. The gods put divinity within us, and we are sacred just as we are. The Wicca path does not emphasize shame. Many people feel a sense of shame connected to sexuality. The American Council of Witches pulled together 13 principles of Wiccan belief. The 4th principle includes these words. We value sex as pleasure, as the symbol and the embodiment of life, and as one of the sources of energies used in magical practice and religious worship. That was an excerpt from the 4th principle. Some spiritual paths emphasize shame connected to sexuality. Wicca doesn't do that. Wicca celebrates appropriate sexual expression. And now for insight number 3. Realize the gods love us, and we need to love ourselves. The god and goddess have compassion for us, because we are part of them. Because we have their divinity within us, they love us like they love themselves and each other. Compassion is a very important part of love. For example, when one of us makes a mistake, we don't have to beat ourselves up with shame or guilt. We can look to correct our behavior. Earlier, we talked about guilt as connected to a behavior, that something is an unhealthy behavior. If feeling bad about that and calling that guilt helps you correct the situation, perhaps putting in a replacement behavior, for example, then that use of guilt is okay. You don't have to feel shame about yourself. For some people, shame is like a disability, because shame can make you hate yourself. In my experience, I feel shame that I don't do my chores every day, but to emotionally beat myself up can make the situation worse. The gods feel compassion for me, so I must feel it for myself. What has helped me is that when I was drawn to Wicca, I felt a new beginning or a light and a burden that had been lifted from me. I felt like I came home, a home free of shame and guilt. And now we will summarize. The first insight was, discover the difference between guilt and shame. The second insight was, Wicca does not push shame. And number three, realize the gods love us, and we need to love ourselves. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, goddesshasyourback.com, and moonwatersilverclaw.com. I also have 2 courses on udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.